Hey, do you know Homer's Iliad? Well, maybe if you hummed a few bars, we could pick up the tune. The great literature of the ancient Greeks was actually written to be sung. And now we've reached a scholar who's been researching the way music sounded 2,500 years ago. Dr. Armand Gangor is a musician, and he teaches classics at Jesus College at Oxford. He joins us from the studios of the BBC in London. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Well, let's begin by putting you on the spot a bit. Can, in fact, you hum a few bars of Homer?
Menina eidete apeleiadeo achilleos. How about that?
That's pretty good.
Yes, and very boring, actually, isn't it?
I was not going to point that out, but...
Well, I think it's important that one should, because, I mean, this is very early folk music from the 8th century BC, and it would have sounded something like that, we think. We can reconstruct it as such. But actually, very quickly, the ancient Greeks stopped singing it because they thought the stories were so good that they could do it without the melody.
How did you figure out the melody, just from the text?
It's a reconstruction of the fact that the ancient Greek language has a tonal nature. So you could, for example, say the word for good in Greek, agathos, but they said it agathos. You hear the voice going up on the last syllable. Then we have to ask, what were the actual notes? And we know that that Homer sang to a four-stringed lyre, and each string had one note. And what we've worked out is that from later scale systems, we know what we think those four notes would have been to which the lyre was tuned.
Boy, well, maybe by way of illustration, we have a recording that was made by one of your colleagues, Dr. David Kreese. Now, he's playing music in what we're going to hear that I gather is taken from an inscription on a marble column.
Yes, that dates from a much later stage, 900 years later.
Well, let's listen.
Os omnes faino me in hos unico prosoligon esti tot in totelos ochronos abaide.
Can you translate that for us?
Yes, it's a short four-line poem, which means roughly, as long as you're alive, shine. Don't let anything get you down. Life is very short, and in the end, time demands its due. So it's meant to be, it's called an epitaph. It was found inscribed on a marble column with musical notation, ancient Greek musical notation, which alphabetic-like symbols which are placed above the vowels. But it is the only complete piece of music pretty well from the ancient world. It comes from about 200 AD.
I'm struck by the fact, though, as you reconstruct the lyrics for us, that it songs are still about that. Let
they
it shine.
Indeed.
Life is short. Life is just a bowl of cherries, you know.
Absolutely. Yes. Well, that's you know, certainly one of the themes for song. Another, of course, is love. And
yeah.
A lot of the ancient poetry of ancient Greece, the love poetry of Anacreon or Sappho or Alcaeus, very much chimes with today's sentiments.
I wonder, does this help us delve more into the character of ancient Greece, do you think?
I think that's a terribly important question, and it's exactly why I'm embarking on a two-year project at the moment to try and reconstruct this music so that we can try and perhaps make some assessment of what the significance of the music is to the words. And I use the comparison with the Beatles. If we just had the lyrics of The Long and Winding Road or of Hey Jude, we wouldn't really be able to say very much about how it affects people. But we have stories from the ancient world, for example, of a performer that his gyrations and the expressions on his face sent the audience wild. So you're talking about a kind of Elvis Presley performer in a theatre which would have taken, say, 12,000 spectators, going wild.
Was he the singer that did Don't Step on My Blue Suede Sandals?
That's the one, yes. I have to remember what the Greek for blue suede is, but everything else is translatable.
Dr. Armand Gangor is a tutor in classics at Jesus College in Oxford and joined us from the studios of the BBC. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Come on, everyone, sing along. You know the tune. You're listening to Weekend Edition from NPR News.